You're tuned to Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX, here on NPR One with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. When NASA's InSight mission to Mars took off from the Central Coast Vandenberg Air Force Base 6 months ago, two historic little satellites went along for the ride. They're called CubeSats, and they're about the size of briefcases. Cal Poly students in San Luis Obispo had a hand in their departure into space, and the data they're sending back to Earth. Kate Parkinson and other students watched as InSight landed on Mars Monday afternoon. They're a part of PolySat, a student-run research lab on the Cal Poly campus.
Which is one of the bigger CubeSat, like, university programs in the nation, and which is helped by the fact that we were where the CubeSat standard started.
In 1999, CubeSats were invented at Cal Poly. Since, over 800 have been sent to space. They're little blocky satellites that can be cheaply built and launched, and many have been used to test the ability to conduct miniature experiments in space. Cal Poly students didn't build the CubeSats for this Mars mission. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory did that. But earlier this year, students did get to work on the device that kicked them out into space during the launch. And for the past 6 months, these CubeSats have been flying along with InSight to Mars, sending back telemetry, which is
any kind of data that comes from a satellite. So temperature, voltage, current, how different sensors are operating.
The PolySat lab students have been getting to interpret this data, which is a pretty big deal for 20-year-old Parkinson's resume, not to mention science.
It's the first time that CubeSats have been launched interplanetary. It was honestly a question of whether they'd make it to Mars alive.
It was announced during the mission landing Monday that the CubeSats, named Marco A and Marco B, by the way, did successfully help relay data back to NASA. Eventually, the tiny satellites will soar past Mars and deeper into space. They'll keep sending data back until their electronics are fried by the sun. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.